Chapter 3. In the morning, we could see the island. It had grey woods all over it. There were some hills and some sand too. There was no wind. We had to use the boats to pull the Hispaniola closer to the shore. The men didn't like the work. Anderson complained more than the others. I was in his boat. I felt sick. I was scared of the pirates. "I don't know about treasure, but I think there's fever here," said Anderson. The crew became more frightening on the ship. Mutiny was not far away. The four of us met in the cabin. "Now we've only one man that we can rely on," said the captain.
"And who is that?" asked the squire.
"Silver, sir," said the captain.
"He doesn't want us to know about his plan. He'll tell the crew not to fight. We'll let the crew go to the island on their own. If they say no, we'll fight here." We all agreed. We loaded our pistols. Hunter, Joyce, and Red Ruth were Squire Trelawney's servants. He told them, "My lads, we've had a hot day and are all tired. If you want, you can go ashore and have some rest. I'll fire a gun half an hour before sundown so you can come back."
The men were happy.
The captain left Long John Silver to sort out the crew. Six men stayed on the ship, and Long John Silver with the other 12 men went ashore. I went too. They didn't need me on the Hispaniola. I hid in the front of one of the boats. The boats reached the shore and I ran. The pirates chased me. I ran into the woods until I couldn't run anymore. I started to explore the woods after escaping the pirates. I met a strange man. He jumped from tree to tree. "Who are you?" I asked.
"Ben Gunn," he answered. "I'm poor Ben Gunn. I haven't talked to anyone for 3 years.
3 years?" I said. "Were you shipwrecked?"
"No, marooned," he said.
"What do you call yourself?"
"Jim," I told him.
"Now, Jim, you tell me the truth. Did you come here on Flint's ship?" he asked.
"No, not on Flint's ship. And Flint is dead. There are some of Flint's crew here," I said.
"Not a man with one leg," he gasped.
"Silver?" I asked.
"Ah, Silver. He's a bad man," he said.
"Why were you marooned?" I asked.
"I was on another ship. We came past the island. I told them about Flint's treasure. We looked for 12 days. Then they left me behind when we didn't find it." Ben Gunn took me to a house in the woods. The Union flag was flying outside. The house was safe from the pirates. It was the stockade. I could hear voices inside.